Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. The things we talk about during the break, I'm going to tell you what.
It's not a G-rated break.
No, it never is, but we'll keep this family friendly.
Randy's got a naughty mind.
Right, and we'll keep this friendly because, you know, just let your mind wander a minute when we talk about, I think we want to talk about skirt steak in the next segment.
Skirt.
Ooh, that went down a bad path
skirt
in a hurry. But anyway, so Bob, tell us about skirt steak. I can't
even
say it.
It's an affordable piece of meat used largely, or not largely, but I'd say the first time I ever saw it was in a Hispanic market, a Mexican supermercado kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mexicans were onto that cut long ago. And so it's wonderful for fajitas and tacos. And it's a used to be kind of a junk meat. You know, it comes down around the belly. And it's not very thick. The butcher has to really know what he's doing to get it off clean. But if you do, it's a wonderful piece of meat.
Very flavorful.
Full of flavor. It's more up front in the cow. It's got that chuck flavor to it. But I'm going to use whatever type of, I'm going to say Mexican rub, and I'm a simple guy on that stuff. I always use that tajin.
Yep.
And I just sprinkle some of that on it and let it set on the counter for about 15 minutes. I'll fire up the charcoal. I'll put that thing on there very briefly. It's going to take about 6 to 8 minutes on each side max,
mm-hmm.
because it's real thin on one end and it's kind of thick in the middle, but not. So
maybe like a half, three quarters of an inch.
Yeah, it doesn't get very thick.
Right.
So I'm going to be really, really careful and on the mark on that thing and just being careful because I don't want that to get above medium rare.
Right.
Except you do have people that have to have medium. And, you know, your ends will be thinner. You can serve that to those people.
Right. And the thing is it is a thin piece of meat that'll cook pretty quick.
Yeah.
And the more you cook it, the tougher it gets. And it's already not a prime soft piece. It's a skirt, right? It maintains, kind of holds things in.
Yeah.
So it's a muscle. And
it's not culottes.
Right. But anyway, at the end of the day, medium rare is where you want it, and as Bob said, the ends will get more done. The middle, just, you know, use your thermopen or use your eye or do whatever you do.
So pay attention to it. You'll notice the strains run from long end to long end.
Right.
It's a grainy meat. So when you are slicing it, you want to put your knife against that and cut at a 90 perpendicular to the grain, and then you'll want to bevel your blade so you're doubling your bias on that thing. But it also makes for what is a longer slice as you cut it, and it's much more appealing. It's
right.
It's very seductive cut. My mouth is
watering. You're cutting across. This thing's going to be long like a piece of paper, right? It's narrower and longer.
Right.
And you're going across it, getting the narrow pieces, just several slices
yep.
as you go the long lengthways
yep.
down the cut.
And if you're going to grill that, you might as well grill your onions, and you have favorite ways to do that. You can grill some peppers. You can grill some tomatoes. But here's what I like to do, and I learned this from a Mexican chef. You'll notice the birria tacos, they'll take that corn tortilla shell and they'll dip it in a beef fat slash juice mixture.
Yeah.
Well, it's drippings from a roast. And they'll drop that in there and they'll throw that tortilla on the grill. You can
top.
Do that on your barbecue grill too. You don't have to have a griddle. You can do it on your barbecue grill, but you dip that thing in there and you just get it kind of wet and it adds a flavor to it that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It gets rid of that Dawn flavor. So.
that was on your grates. Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, you missed that joke.
And if you didn't, that's okay.
Yeah. The onions, they grill in a lot of the Mexican restaurants that I like, they grill the green onions whole. And so you can put, and then they chop them up or they serve them to you. They've softened, right, by the time they get there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll serve them to you whole on your plate, or you can, you know, just cut them up and put pieces of that in
yeah.
there. But, oh,
and for most of these
flavor.
Recipes, I think you're going to find that they're calling for a red onion, and I'm going to cut that again in wedges so I can grill it. They're going to be fatter wedges than the potatoes, but I'm going to go with red onion because you want that zing that a red onion gives you. It'll sweeten up as you grill it,
mm-hmm.
but I still want to get that pop from the onion. And then while you're doing that, your wife or your partner can prep the cheese, lime, cilantro, salsa, and sour cream, whatever. But getting those tortilla shells just right, if you can get yourself, you can actually buy a can of au jus and do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So however you want to do it.
I can tell you another one that's really good is Old World Olive Company makes a Persian lime olive oil. And it's obviously infused with lime. And you brush a little of that on a tortilla, and I do them in a skillet.
Great, or the garlic, or whatever your favorite is.
Any of those.
EVO is good too if you don't want to dink with a burrito thing. But
right.
The other thing is you can do on the grill this time of year, and these are not this time of year, but any time of the year. But what made me hungry was thinking about a grilled chicken sandwich.
Mm.
We're chickened to death. So you got to find a way to do your chicken so that you actually want to eat it.
Yep.
And I have some people living in my house that are health freaks, and it's chicken breast, chicken breast, chicken breast. Sorry, throwing you under the bus.
They're missing out on the thighs.
I know. So here's what I'm going to do for a grilled chicken sandwich. How would you do a chicken thigh in the grill?
Every time, rather than a breast. But
no, but if you're doing a sandwich, what are you going to do with that thing?
I'm gonna grill it up. I might marinate it a little bit. In some sort of a sauce. I mean, the easy go-to is zesty Italian dressing.
Yep, too easy.
Right. Throw that in a Ziploc bag, drop in your thighs, and bam, you got a wonderful flavor. Two things happen there. You're infusing flavor, but there's also a little oil in that dressing, and that'll make it not stick to your grill, and it'll let it crisp up.
I ran across a red chimichurri sauce.
There you go.
And that, it has a little heat to it, and I love chimichurri, so I'm looking to experiment with that. But what I'm going to do before I do any of this is I'm going to make two stops. First, I'm going to Sobey Meats, and I'm going to buy probably a whole bag of those skinless, boneless
10
thighs.
Pounds,
it's
man.
10 pounds. Tim will give you a heck of a deal if you buy a bag because he doesn't need to mess with it. And they are gorgeous. Then what I'm going to do with those is I'm going to trim them in a way that's going to fit on a bun nicely because they might be kind of big. Then I'm going down to Hall Street Bakery or Wealthy Street Bakery, and I'm going to get some of those gorgeous buns because it's kind of like a baguette dough that they use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make a sandwich that'll hold up to your Tyrannosaurus Rex tearing effect that you're going to do to that thing. It won't fall apart. It'll allow for the primal attack.
And the juice. Those things absorb juice, so it makes your sandwich so good.
I'm so hungry.
So good. The, you know, that... making me think.
So I'm going to cut that bun in half. I'm going to take some garlic butter. I'm going to spread it on there, back on the grill again. I'm going to grill those things up so that, as Big Paulie would say, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to grill again. I'm probably going to go with some red onions. Maybe if I have any sweet onions left, I'll grill those. And in this case, I might do big fat steaks so that they're easier to flip. And then I'm going to probably, I love red peppers, so I might grill
sweet
up
bell
some,
peppers.
Some
sweet
red peppers. Yep. And, in the meantime, my bride's going to prep up some sauce, whatever she thinks is appropriate for a chicken pepper sandwich. And we're going to get some pickles and chips. There's some certain potato chips, that we get from, I think they come from Costco actually, but they're a very healthy chip.
It's kind of a contradiction of terms right there. But
right there.
You can eat them and not have the guilt trip.
Right, okay. You know, the other thing that when I cater with chicken thighs, there's a sauce out there that I'd like to turn you all on to. It's called Mr. Yoshida, and it's a sweet teriyaki sauce.
I bought some of that. I did not.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You can get that at Costco.
I buy it on the internet by the gallon because I use that as my marinade. And then smoke the chicken thighs, and people go crazy.
So you're doing
for that.
A Terry style.
Yes. Yep. They're very good. But anyway, that's easy. That
grilled chicken sandwich, skirt steak, tacos. There's a couple of great lunches to make your spring feel like summer.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, coming up next, one of the things that's almost my least favorite, but Bob's going to turn it into one of your favorites, is a pork steak. I just think they're a little blah. They don't have a ton of flavor. I'm used to my ribeye.
You're right. I'm not even going to do it.
Right, now. Yeah. But anyway, so coming up next, Bob's going to mix up a little recipe for your pork steak. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.